It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. If you missed what happened, what was it, last week, 2 weeks? I don't even remember because honestly, I didn't want to talk about it again. We had this incident happen at my house. My cousin Jeremy came into town. He's from Michigan. That's where I'm from originally. And he's kind of like me. He's kind of, you know, kind of white trash, kind of hillbilly. Just, you know, that's a lot of my family, to be honest with you. This is what we are. And bottom line, he came. We watched some scary movies, and he was going to make himself and me a gin and tonic. And for whatever reason, he thought it would be a great idea to take his Adderall, which I don't even know if it's prescription or where he got it from. But he put it into my gin and tonic. I caught him, and he's like, "Oh, I'm just trying to help you lose weight, Joe. I'm your cousin, Jeremy. I care about you." That's kind of how he sounds. And kicked him the heck out. You don't spike my drink. You don't put stuff in there. And his whole reason was because of Joe's journey. He heard that Adderall could help you, you know, speed things up and lose weight. And I appreciate anybody that wants to help me, but not in that form. So you have him on now. Go ahead.
It would be a dream for some people to have their drink spiked with Adderall.
Well, that is not my dream.
Well, you should get permission, but just saying.
Jeremy, are you on the phone there?
Hey, Joey.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Alex, I mean, I really don't want to... No offense, Jeremy. I really don't feel like talking to you. That's why I haven't talked to you since you came to town a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Jeremy, I wanted you to come on the show because I feel like a lot of us and our listeners want an explanation for what happened at Joe's house. So what is your story for what happened?
First of all, Joey, I just want to say that I'm a little bit hurt that you kicked me out.
Well, I'm not sorry, but okay, next.
Why would you? Dude, I had to drive back 5.5 hours by myself in the middle of the night. That was not cool.
Well, it's not cool that you spiked my drink. How about that?
Dude, I was trying to help you out.
I didn't ask for you to help me out. And when has anybody ever said, "Oh, man, you know who helped me lose weight? My one person in my family who spiked my drink with Adderall." Never hear that on a Weight Watchers commercial.
That's what family does. Man, we help each other out, and that's what I was trying to do. And you took it the wrong way. You took it like I was being hateful and deceitful and secretive, and I was trying to help you out, man.
Well, then why didn't you do it in front of me?
Because I figured if you knew what was really going on, you would freak out, and I wanted to help you out. And once you realized what was going on, I knew that it would be okay.
What?
Well, I realize, and it's not okay. So there's that. All right, what else do you have, Alex? I mean, I honestly don't really want to do much talking here.
I mean, yeah, like, where did you get this Adderall?
Well, I got it from a friend. My buddy Chucky gave it to me.
Who? Who the hell's Chucky?
Chucky gave it to him. Okay, but why did you think that was going to be a good idea? Like, why not just have a conversation with Joe and be encouraging about him being on Joe's journey and trying to lose weight?
I've tried to do that in the past, you know, and he always either just changes the subject or, like, doesn't want to hear what I have to say about it.
Joe.
I'm scared for his health. I want him to be in good shape. He's got a hot-ass wife, you know. I don't want her to leave him.
All right, Jeremy, don't talk about Lindsay, okay? Do not talk about my wife that way.
Look, I'm not trying to hit on your wife or anything. I'm just saying she's hot and stuff. And when I came down, I was hoping, you know, maybe she had somebody, like a hot friend or something she could hook me up with, and we could double date, and, you know.
But all that ruined when Joe kicked you out,
oh,
huh?
I ruined it. Shame on me here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, here's the thing that I want to know. Joe told me that your all's family all knows about what happened, obviously. So, like, what did your parents tell you? I'm assuming Joe's, like, aunt and uncle or whatever. What did they say to you about you drugging him?
What did my parents say about it?
Yeah.
I mean, they were encouraging, and they said, good for, you know, family helps family. And they didn't have a problem with it. I don't know. Joey's freaking out about this, and I don't understand why.
Like, hold on.
He won't respond. He won't
respond
to my
stop what? Calling me Joey, first of all. You know I hate that.
I love that.
No,
I love it too.
I hate being called Joey.
All your family calls you Joey, right?
I don't like being called Joey. It's Joe.
You always have a problem with everything, man.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, so you get it. He can be a pain in the butt sometimes. I mean, I love him because he's family, but man, just like calm down sometimes.
What's going to happen at Thanksgiving? Like, do you want Joe to come?
I mean, every year we get together for the holidays, you know, and it's always a big family ordeal. And I mean, obviously he's welcome, but I mean, if he's going to have a problem again, I mean, I mean, I'm making food for it, and was he not going to eat my food because he's going to be afraid I'm going to put something in it?
Honestly, yeah. Like, I definitely will not eat anything that you have a part of.
First of all, man, I'm not going to give anything to the whole family. If anything, it's going to be just you because you still need help. I know you do.
Listen, Jeremy, I appreciate deep down probably your good intentions, but I'm telling you right now, don't worry about my weight loss journey, okay, bud?
Whatever, man. Do you want to die, Joe?
He thinks he's being a good helper.
No, Jeremy, I don't want to die. I'm going to be okay.
God, man, ever since you moved away, you've been totally different. It sucks.
What does that even mean, I've been totally different? Yeah, I've been the same guy.
Yeah, no, you got this big radio job now. You think you're all hot and famous and whatever. Rich, just pisses me off.
Wait,
man.
You think Joe's rich? Why do you think Joe's rich?
Look at, have you been to his place? It's amazing. It's huge. He drives a freaking Kia.
Oh my God, you really must live out the sticks.
I hate to break it to you. I like my Kia. It's sensible, but that's not a status symbol vehicle.
Well, it's nice, man. It's nice. I know that much.
See what I deal with here? Yeah. This is my family.
That's interesting. I mean, okay. I don't know.
All right, Jeremy.
Might have to call you and keep up with this saga.
Jeremy, I love you.
I love you guys, too. I love you, too, Joey. Just, you know, try, man.
It's Joe. Jeremy, don't call me Joey.
Let him call you Joey.
Your mom calls you Joey.
It's family.
Leave my mom out of this, too. I don't want you guys bringing up my mom either, okay?
How is your mom, man, after that kick to the head?
Joe's mom got kicked in the head by a horse the other week.
Yeah, how's she doing? I haven't heard from her in a while. How's she doing? Is she all right?
She's recovering. She got a bad concussion out of it. Yeah, the horse reared up and kicked her in the head.
Man, that sucks.
You're telling me.
Big time. I'm glad she's all right, man.
Well, it looks like Jeremy's trying to patch things up with you, Joe. I mean, you need to be a little more receptive.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Joe!
Have a good day.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I got to get going to work anyway, but...
You got a job?
Well, yeah, kind of.
I don't know what that
kinda
means.
That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is my cousin Jeremy.
I love him, but let's have him on every week.
No, why would I want that on?
Because
you laugh because it's not your family.
No, exactly.
It's hilarious.
I feel like there's so much more for us to learn about Jeremy.
I want to know about Jeremy's life.
And me too.
His goals, his accomplishments,
all of it. So
his ambitions.
I'm looking forward to that.
I can tell you his daily goal.
Hey, you know what? That's fine.
All right, there you go. You thought you had a white trash family? Now you should feel better about yourself.